This is WKSU's Shuffle. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Kent Rocker's The Outside Voices is releasing a new album tomorrow. For this week's Shuffle, I talked with the band about the new music, the business of touring, and their sometimes outrageous antics. The Outside Voices has spent the past 3 years and three albums finding its collective sound. Singer and guitarist John Patrick Holling and bassist Kevin McManus say they're inspired by 70s rock, classic country, and Americana. And the band's personality is a lot like that music, fun and carefree. Holling says the five-piece loves to stand out, from browsing secondhand stores for flashy outfits to posing for wild photos.
The tour poster we just made, which is also like on the inside album artwork, we just got naked, and I ordered like 3,000 rose petals from Amazon, and we just kind of like made it happen. We're very fortunate in a sense, too, that, you know, not only are we close as a band, but we're like really close friends, almost like uncomfortably close. So someone will come up with like a crazy idea, and like once you get one other person on board, then you got two people who can convince two more people, and then at that point, the last person's just like, well, I guess I have to do this too.
Darling, it's true.
So talk about the new album. It is called Stone and Lonely. How is this album a little different from the ones in the past, or how did you approach this one?
So Hound Dogs, our first album, most of those songs were already written from me as I was doing a folk solo project. And so when we got this lineup together, it was more about just kind of like fleshing out those songs. They're all songs that we all wrote together.
Kevin?
Going along with that, I mean, this is the first album where we really kind of honed the sound at all. I mean, and it took three records to figure out like what our strengths were, what our weaknesses were, what people will enjoy.
Hey, baby, let's get out of here. I'm tired of drinking alone. She said, what's your name? Where you from? Are you in a bed?
I know that being rooted in Kent, it's really important to you guys.
Yeah, because we've done a lot of touring, and like, it's easier to tell people that you're from Akron or you're from Cleveland because they're more recognizable.
Sure.
You know, but the more we keep going forward, I think the more we kind of realize how special of a place Kent is historically for music. And not only that, it's just like the community here really gets behind local musicians and local bands and art of all kinds.
You're getting ready to go on a really big tour. First of all, it starts in Akron on March 1st, and it's going to end in Kent in April, and you're going to go everywhere. What goes into organizing that?
A lot. When I graduated college in 2015, I knew I didn't want to get a real job. I recorded my first solo EP. I spent 2 months living out of my car as soon as I graduated, just traveling across the country, like playing coffee shops and busking. I met a lot of really cool people and like learned a lot about the trade of like trying to book and like market yourself. I've been booking this thing myself since October. I got this weird Google Sheet database I've been working on for like 3 years of just like venues sorted by state and city, and just a lot of connections, a lot of cold calls.
Where are you hoping by the end of the year? Where do you want to be?
Experience-wise, we're at a unique point where we're at in age too. I mean, we've obviously got a lot of gas left in the tank, but we've all been in bands the majority of our lives. And we respectively got playing at a point when Napster and the internet just kind of leveled the landscape of the music industry. So we've been fortunate and equally as unfortunate to grow along with all of these changes.
Like Kevin said, at this point, it's you kind of just got to roll with the punches, and you know, what's working today might not be working in 6 months. So it's all just about kind of like surveying the landscape and making sure you're riding with the wave rather than against it.
That's John Patrick Holling and Kevin McManus of The Outside Voices. They play an album release show Friday at Musica in Akron. You can find links at WKSU.org. Shuffle is WKSU's weekly spin through Northeast Ohio's music scene, Thursdays on Morning Edition.
These days, it ain't hard to feel lost. I've been wondering while the lights turned off. Feel like a broken clock.